happens here. God bless you. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and verse 17, the Bible said, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son. In verse 19, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also he received him as a figure. In the book of Genesis, chapter 22, and verse 1, the Bible said, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. In my margin of my Bible, it said, tested. So you could read it. It's not taking it away, anything away from it. But you could read it that God did test Abraham. And the Bible said, and he said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. When I was in school, I didn't enjoy it when the teacher would come in and surprise us and ring a little bell, and I thought about going and getting a bell, but ring a little bell and say, it's pop quiz time. I mean, there was not one individual that jumped up and said, oh, hallelujah. Most of us, there was nobody that said, here I am. But we become quiet because we were not prepared for the test. And when you're not prepared for the test, regardless of how much time you may have been permitted to have, if you've not prepared for the test, then you'll not pass the test. And Abraham here, when God called him, began to call and talk to him, he said, behold, here I am. He is in fellowship with the Lord, is in communion with him. In fact, one place the Bible said that Abraham was a friend of God. And he could talk to God face to face. So here God begins to tempt Abraham. I wish that I could say, as James did, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. I wish I could say that every time a test came, that I counted it with all joy. Amen. Praise God. So here the Bible said Abraham called him, and he said, here I am. He told him to take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And the Bible said that Abraham responded to him. It said that he rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son. He cleaved the wood for the burnt offering, rose up and went into that place which God had told him. It has taken him 3 days to get to that place. Abraham will lift up his eyes and he saw the place afar off. They have arrived at that place. Then the Bible said, Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. I want you to notice his faith that he had in God. You know, as we read the story about Abraham as he has been tested, we never hear of him complaining about it. We never read where he told anyone else about it. He did not discuss it with anybody. He didn't go to somebody and say, what do you think about this? What do you think I ought to do? But he trusted God. Oh, hallelujah. You didn't hear him in the service saying the test or the trial that he's going through, because he has confidence in God that whatever he goes through, that God's going to work it out for his good. So he trusts God. He follows after God. They come to this place and he said, we'll go yonder and worship and come again unto you. And the Bible said Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. He took the knife in his hand and they both of them together. Isaac, knowing that we have the fire, we have the wood, we have the knife, but where is the offering or the sacrifice? And Abraham will say to him, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And so they went, both of them, together. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Isn't it wonderful that Abraham did not have to force Isaac to go with him, but he submitted unto his father. And they went together, and they came to this place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there. He then binds Isaac, and Isaac is laid upon the altar. He stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the Bible said, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. Could I put it in my own words, if you please, that the angel of the Lord is saying, Abraham, Abraham, you have passed the test. Amen. You have passed the test. Lay not thy hand upon thy lad, neither do thy anything unto him. For now I know that thy fear is God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son from me. He lifted up his eyes. He saw a ram that was caught in the thickets by his horns. Abraham took it and he offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Oh yes, Abraham was tested, but he passed the test. He passed the test. Thank God that he passed the test. You and I, we are going to have tests, amen, that we will face in this life. Amen. Oh yes, we must pass the test. Regardless of what they may be, amen, how critical they may be, how hard they may be, you and I must pass the test. Amen, we cannot afford to fail. Amen, no siree. You remember there when the children of Israel, when they went up against Jericho, amen, God sent them there, and they're going up against Jericho. God directs them and tells them, I want you to go in. I want you to destroy everything in the city. Amen. But I want you to take the silver and the gold. Amen. Vessels of brass and iron. Amen. Those things that are consecrated to the Lord. They shall come into the treasure of the Lord. Amen. God instructed Joshua, and Joshua instructed the children of Israel. They was instructed what to do. Amen. But Achan failed the test. Achan failed the test. Amen. Yes, when he saw that godly Babylonish garment, when he saw that silver and that gold, he said, I covet them. Amen. He failed the test. It's a serious thing for individuals to fail the test. We must not fail the test, but we must pass every test that is placed before us. You see, not only did Achan suffer, amen, when they went up against Ai, amen, they lost the battle. There were men that was killed because of Achan's failure. Not only when Achan was, when the finger was put up on him and he was called out, amen, there was Achan that was killed. There was his wife that was destroyed. There was his children that were destroyed. His ox and everything that he had was destroyed. Can I tell you this day, whatever your trials may be, whatever your test may be that you're facing, you cannot fail. You cannot afford to fail. It not only affects you, but it affects others. Would somebody lift their hand and worship Him? It not only affects them, whatever the trial may be, whatever the test may be, we should never entertain the thought of backsliding. Regardless, I've heard people say, I've not felt the Spirit of God in a long time. You can still not afford to backslide. You should never entertain the thoughts of backsliding. Amen. But overcome whatever that temptation is, whatever that trial is, whatever that test is. Overcome it. There are times that we are warned. There's a test coming. There's a test coming your way. There's a trial coming your way. Amen. But oh, to get folks to heed to it. There has been preachers that God has given them a message to their congregation. And out of that was warning to other individuals. You're going through a test. You're going to face a trial. Amen. Just like the Lord told Peter. He said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan desires to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. He is saying to him, amen, Simon, Simon, you're getting ready to face the crisis in your life. You're getting ready to face a trial or a test in your life. Warning. There has been individuals that have, the Lord has moved upon them and visited them in dreams and told them to go speak to somebody and tell them they're going to face a trial. They're going to go through something. Amen. Through a dream. Amen. Through a testimony. Amen. There's been individuals that stood and said, I feel the Holy Ghost is here telling me that there's somebody here tonight that's going to go through a trial. You're going to face a test. You're going to face a hard time in your life. But many a times, there are those that are like Peter. Peter said, oh, I'm ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. Lord, if there's anybody, amen, that's going to be faithful, I'm going to be faithful. If there's anybody that'll go, I'll go. But the Lord is telling him, Peter, there's going to come a test. There's going to come a trial. You'll need to be prepared for it. But Peter said, no, though everybody else forsake you, I will not. I will not. I will not. I will not deny thee. But I'll go to prison and even to death. It wasn't long until the trial would come. And Peter would find himself following the Lord afar off. Amen. There's been a many of individuals that have been warned. You don't need to get involved in those things of the world. You don't need to run with that group. You don't need to go there. You don't want need to do that. But they didn't listen. No, sir, they didn't listen. But they begin to follow the Lord afar off. We read how Peter, he denied the Lord three times. Three times he denies the Lord. When that rooster began to crow, and the Lord looked around, and he looked at Peter. Peter remembered the words of the Lord. And the Bible said, he went out and wept bitterly. If you could have been there, Peter was probably saying, I was such a failure. I failed the test. I didn't have to. I was warned. I was instructed. I did not have to fail the test. He was so discouraged. He was so disgusted with himself. He felt as though he was the only one that would ever fail the test. Amen. Yes, yes. And he wept bitterly. If you could have been there with where Peter was at, and you'd have watched him as he wept, and his soul shook within his very soul, and he would say, I failed the test. I failed the test. Amen. As he wept take Jesus, it wouldn't be right for Him to ask us to do something, amen, that He never been through. Amen. It's not right, Brother Larry, for you to ask me to go through something if you've never been through it. Amen. And Jesus, the Bible said, Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Amen. There the devil tempts him. There the devil tries him. There the devil tests him. Amen. But I can hear Jesus say, it is written. It is written. Three times he'd say, it is written. Somebody said, the devil's been tormenting me. The devil's been talking to me. The devil's been putting me down. I say, do like Jesus said. Say, it is written. It is written. It is written. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is written. It is written. If you think He's going to leave you after the first battle, amen, you're badly mistaken. He's coming back again. But you can keep saying, it is written. It is written. It is written. And the Bible said, the devil leaveth him. Woo! I like that. I like that. Amen. There may not be a lot of things I can do and a lot of things I can say, but I can say, it's written. It's written. It's written. It's written. And I can say that enough until after the while. The devil's a busy man. He can't stay in one place too long. And if I'll just continue to say, it is written. It is written. It is written. After a while, he has to leave. He's going to head to Indiana. He's going to head to Virginia. Amen. He's going to head somewhere else. If I'll just keep saying, it is written. It is written. It is written. What we're saying is, I can't afford to fail. I can't afford to give up. I can't afford to surrender. I must battle on. I must go on. I must see what the end's going to be like. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Then the devil leaveth. And behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Oh, yeah. There's been a many. There's been a many individuals that came to church. Amen. Under fire. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Been tempted. It'd have been easier to stay home. Amen. I've seen him, Brother Larry, come in. Amen. On that walker or that cane. They didn't always use that. No, sorry. But it's a test in their life. Amen. It's a trial in their life. Yeah. Amen. It'd have been easier. Amen. To stay at home and not went to church. Amen. But it was a test. But I'd rather go to church, I hear them say. Amen. With this cane and this walker and this wheelchair. Amen. And many of them losing their sight. Amen. They can't hardly see. They can't see the platform. But my God, they weren't willing to stay home. Amen. Through their test, they said, I may not be able to see. I may not be able to feel. But I can wash up. I can wash up. I can wash up. Brother Burgett was he's a worker. I mean, he's a hard worker. He didn't know what it was to rent a backhoe to dig a ditch. Somebody say, I need a ditch dug. He'd say, I'd dig it. Amen. He's a worker. You come up in our part of the country and you find out. Everybody say, he's a worker. But that stroke put him in the bed. That stroke put him in a wheelchair. His wife had to wash him. His wife had to bathe him. His wife had to dress him. Amen. And put him in that wheelchair and roll him down the aisle to the church. Amen. First he started out, in the back, you know. Hey, man, he didn't want to get in nobody's way in case to get a shouting. But he wasn't satisfied back there. He wanted to be with the shouters. Here they bring him up here. Hey, man, close to the front in that wheelchair. Been easier to stay at home. Go through all this. Hey, man, take a long time to get ready. Hey, man, the suffering pain that he went through to be in the house of God. But it's just a test. Just a test. What are you going to do? Hey, man, went to church all your life. Ever since you was just a young person, what are you going to do now? Even when everything's against you, suffered in pain, why went to the house of God? He'd lift his hand and worship the Lord. And they'd sing, and they shouted, and they rejoiced. It's just a test. Time come and gone. Time come and gone. He's laying in his bed. They're changing his bed, bathing him, and some of the daughters are singing. They're singing the songs of Zion. He's not a singer, but he joins in with them and gets a singing. And Brother Larry, he gets a singing until he gets a speaking in that heavenly language. Woo! He's a singing until he gets into that heavenly language. And then all of a sudden, Brother Berg, it's quiet. Amen. They're singing and worshiping. Amen. Brother Berg, it's quiet. Amen. Somebody said, I don't believe he's breathing. And they looked and no. Somebody come in and said, he's dead. And they said, no, he ain't dead. They said, yeah, he is. Said, no, sir, he's more alive now than he's ever been. I tell you, when he began to speak in this heavenly language, I believe the Spirit of God was saying, you passed the test. You passed the test. You passed the test. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Home split up. Children about to wear people to death. Amen. Praise God. Lose their jobs. Change jobs. Various things happen. When McCall's closed down. Joe Bill was too young to get on his Social Security. Amen. But they didn't have just a small amount of retirement. But he was too young to draw it. Amen. They shut him down and put him out on the street. Amen. Been working there for years and years and years. But he's out on the street. What are you going to do, Joe Bill? It's a test. Amen. Are you going to become weary? Amen. Are you going to be down? Amen. No, sir. He walks into the house of God and worships and praise God. I'm here to tell you all these heartaches, all these sufferings, all these pains, they're just a test. Just a test. Let us respond by going to the house of the Lord in our pain, in our sorrow, in our grief, and worship Him. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I remember your daddy. I remember one of the times that I was in service with him. Amen. I went to Old Lydic in revival or something. And there, he called on Marty to sing. And I didn't understand why. You know, he'd been able to sing 4, 5, 6 songs a night. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But I didn't know. I was going through a test. Amen. He realized I'm getting older. He realized I'm a break. He realized I'm sick. Amen. Praise God. So he walks through that test. Amen. Praise God. He could have said, I've been the song leader for 50 years. And now look how God let me. Look here, what's happened here. Amen. No, sir. He just walked on through the test. Amen. He calls on Marty. Amen. Marty, come here and sing. And he walks right on through the test. Walks right on through the test. Oh yes, he got to a place. Amen, we had to help him to the piano. Amen, and when he come to Oak Grove, amen, but he kept on walking through the test. Yes, sir, walking through the test. Marty come up quite behind. Amen, here he is now. But my God, can I tell you, I never saw him discouraged. I didn't ever hear him blame God. He walked through the test, and Marty fell in, and they never lost a song leader because somebody passed the test. Somebody passed the test. A lot of folks would have said, if this is how God's going to treat me, I ain't a singing no more. Amen. But oh, I love it. I love it when I can see them, amen, in their test. Amen. Here they come up through. Amen. Have to hold on something. And we run over there and held them up. Amen. And they'd say, I'd like to tell you, the Lord has done me nothing but good. Woo! Hallelujah. They passed the test. They passed the test. My God, I wish I could say, amen, always pass the test with flying colors. But I can tell you, I know some people that have passed the test. Lift your hand and worship God, would you please? Passed the test. Brother Joy Height, I had that one teacher, and I really appreciated him. I really appreciate him, Brother Larry, because there was times that he'd give us one of them quick tests, and we'd all get bad grades. Woo! And I liked him because he looked over the grades, and he said, boys, would y'all like to take the test over again? Yeah. Amen. Could we? Could we take that test over again? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I believe sometimes, Sister Patricia, God just asked us, would you like to take that test again? I'll give you a second chance. Amen. Will you? Do you want to do it? Would you like to do it? And we said, I will. I'll take the test again. Brother Joy Height came to Belmont preaching a homecoming. Sister Patricia put in a cast. Amen. Praise God, in a cast. Sitting there in church. Amen. If I remember right, been broke almost a year or so, pretty close to it. Amen. One thing after another. Think it's going to be better. Amen. Here it is. Amen. Oh, yeah. Praise God. Yeah, right there. Yeah. But you know what? In that service sitting there that morning, I seen that hand go up in the air. I seen her wave. I seen her worship the Lord. It was a test. It was a test. I asked Brother Joy, I said, how's he going now? He said, there she is. My God. Amen. Test will come and test will go, but let's be an overcomer right in the midst of the test. My father-in-law was a strong man. The adversary of his soul tried to draw him out many times, but he said, what I've got inside of me is worth more than what you're saying. Amen. They threw mud in his face. Amen. Praise God. Oh yeah. It's just a test, Pop. It's just a test. Amen. Praise God. He's getting weak. He's getting sick. And he said, son, I want you to preach my funeral. And I said, I can't do it, Pop. I can't preach your funeral. Yeah. You know me better than anyone else. I want you to preach my funeral. Amen. I said, okay, I'll do it. world. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He told me, he said, now when you preach that funeral, amen, when you get down to the end of it, I want you to have Ephraim come and sing. Amen. And if you ask him, he won't sing. He won't sing if you ask him. I don't want you to ask him. I want you to tell him. And then I want you to tell him, Ephraim, your daddy said for you to come here and sing. Amen. Oh, I got down to that place. Amen. I called on Ephraim. I said, Ephraim, your daddy said for you to come and sing. Amen. Come and sing now. Amen. Come and sing that song. I wonder what they're doing in heaven today, where all sin and sorrow is wiped away. I'm telling you, when Ephraim went to that piano and he run them fingers down those keys, something got to moving on my very soul. When he said, I wonder what they're doing in heaven today, three sinners jumped up and ran out the door. The saints of God began to sing. They began to cry. They began to shout. I believe God was saying in his own way, you passed. You passed the test. My God. My God. To have him say, you have passed the test. I want to pass the test. Oh, hallelujah. Lift your hand and worship him.
Glory to God. Glory.